Hallelujah. If you know you are a product of grace, lift up your hands and appreciate the Lord this morning. If you are a product of grace, appreciate Him. Lord, everything I am, everything I will ever be, is You, O Lord. Give Him thanks this morning for seeing the last Sunday in the month of August. It is not by power, neither is it by might. It is by His Spirit. Give Him thanks that you are not in the hospital. Give Him thanks that you are not in the mortuary. Give Him all the praise and all the glory. Appreciate Him this morning. Exalt Him this morning. Celebrate Him this morning. Father, thank You for what You've started, for what You are doing, for what You will yet do in my life. I give You praise. I give You all glory. I give You all honor. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have given thanks. For all the testimonies of the eighth month, this month there was one day I went to dedicate 3 houses on the same day. Glory to God. And there are testimonies still cooking right now that cannot be shared. And I know yours is part of it. Therefore, also celebrate the Lord that is making all these things happen. Give Him thanks. Give Him praise. Celebrate Him. Exalt Him. Magnify Him. Give Him all praise and all honor. Father, we thank You. Jesus, we exalt Your name. Thank You and thank You and thank You. In Jesus' most precious name, we have given thanks. This month, before it finally expires, your own testimony will arrive. Before August finally runs to an end, your testimony will show up. You will practically handle it. In Jesus' marvelous name. Father, we thank You again for another wonderful time in Your presence. Thank You because You will speak to our situation. Thank You because somebody will meet with You today. Thank You because somebody's testimonies will be birthed today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that we say enough to, Lord, You shall say enough to today. And Your name will be glorified. Let Your word proceed with power. And let Your people be blessed. Thank You, Holy One. In Jesus' marvelous name. Help me celebrate your neighbor on your right and left. Tell your neighbor it's a new day for you. And please be comfortably seated. Glory to God. Prophetic focus for the month of August that we are running out today. I will restore health unto you. And our teaching series that we commenced at the beginning of this month, walking in dominion over sicknesses and diseases. This will be part 4A. Walking in dominion over sicknesses and diseases. And let me start this morning by using Jeremiah chapter 46 and verse 11. Jeremiah 46, 11. It says, go up into Gilead and take balm, O virgin, the daughter of Egypt. Go up into Gilead and take balm. And then he continued and said, the daughter of Egypt, in vain shalt thou use many medicines, for thou shalt not be cured. What is the meaning of that? Let's take a look at it in NCV translation. It gives us better understanding. NCV translation, he said, go up to Gilead and get some balm. People of Egypt, you have prepared many medicines, but they will not work. You will not be healed. Take note, he's talking about the people of Egypt. Go to Zion. That is where balm is. That is where the healing medicines are located. Go to Gilead. Egypt is where people are backsliding people are. But it says, go to Gilead and take balm. Healing balm is available in Gilead. And this is Gilead. That's where you are. That means anything that you want to say enough to, today it shall be enough. The balm, the medicine that heals is available in church. The one that is gotten from church is ordained to work. He said, you are using so many medicines, but they are not working. He says, but go to Gilead because the medicines from Gilead will work. That's why he said in Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 22, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Is there no balm in Gilead? Because it is, if it is not working, two things may be happening. Number one, it is either there are no doctors to prescribe it, or we have looked down on their prescription. There is medicine in Gilead. If it is not working, it is either there are no doctors, and you know doctors are priests. It is either there are no doctors to prescribe the drugs, or the ones that they prescribe to you, you are looking down on them. For example, the Holy Communion, you are looking down on it. The anointing oil, you are looking down on it. Feet washing, you are looking down on it. He says that's why it's not working. It's not like there are no balm or there is no balm in Gilead, but it is that you are not obeying the instructions of the prescription. Gilead is the church where solution is to every health challenge, because dominion is in church. He said in Daniel 7:27, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose dominion, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. You heard from that testimony. He said that their diagnosis was dangerous. He said, I stopped taking their prescription. And I settled down with the prescription of God, and I reversed the whole thing. The prescription of Zion reversed the whole scare of the doctors. Isaiah 33:24, and the inhabitants shall not say, that is, the inhabitants of Zion shall not say, I am sick. He said, the people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. And just in case you have lost the health, he said, I will restore it. He said, it is my responsibility to restore it. Jeremiah 30:17, for I will restore health unto you, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Look at how ERV translation puts it. It says, and I will bring your health back and heal your wounds, says the Lord. I will bring your health back because you dwell in Zion. He says, because they are saying nobody cares about Zion, but I will prove to them that healing is actually domiciled in Zion. Glory to God. Glory to God. And the recovery is via spiritual weapons. Like we have been saying since the beginning of the month, the recovery of the loss of our health are via spiritual weapons, which we call medicine. Remember he said that there is medicine in Zion. So, and I keep saying that until you know the strength of your opposition, you may not know the type of weapon to engage. When we know the strength of our opposition, it gives us an idea of the type of weapon to engage. Now, today, we are going to be engaging another weapon. And that is, we want to, first of all, look at the opposition. We look at the opposition, and then we begin to engage with another weapon. Let's take a look at two more oppositions today, or two more oppositions, in order for us to know what to engage. Number one is the spirit of pride. The spirit of pride was what brought Satan down from his glorious state. The spirit of pride. It's a spirit. The spirit of pride does not mean you need you to be rich to be proud. Because many people think that only the rich are proud. There are very humbly rich people. And there are very proud poor people. On top of nothing, they are still proud. Glory to God. Isaiah chapter 14, 12 to 14. He says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Ah, that's where God lives. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. You said it's the Most High. What can be higher than the Most? Is there anything called the Mostest High? He says, I will ascend beyond the heavens. I want to be like the Most High. God said, I hate pride. I hate it. Pride is the reason I release sicknesses and diseases upon them. Proverbs 16 and 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Look at this very quickly. There was a king in Judah called Asher. In 1 Kings chapter 15, 8 to 9. The Bible says, and Abijam slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Asher, his son, reigned in his stead. And in the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, reigned Asher over Jerusalem. Now verse 11. And Asher did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did David his father. And look at verse 12. And he took away the Sodomites out of the land and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. And also Maacah, his mother, even her he removed from being queen. That was how much Asher hated evil and hated sin. He said, I made an idol in a grove, and Asher destroyed her idol and burnt it by the brook of Kidron. Asher was in love with God. He didn't care who was who. The Bible says he removed his own mother from being queen. But then in verse 23, the rest of all the acts of Asher and all his might and all that he did and the cities which he built, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of Judah. Nevertheless, in the time of his old age, he was diseased in his feet. Why? Where did it go wrong? One day, 2 Chronicles 16 now, verses 2 to 3. Then Asher brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, there is a league between me and thee, and there was as there was between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent thee silver and gold. Go break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me. What does that mean? One king decided to come after Asher, but Asher now at this point thought that there was another king that was greater than God. Rather than seeking the help of God, he went and sought the help of man. He said, look, take gold, take silver, but warn that king to depart from me. And God said, why did you do that? Am I not enough? Why would you involve the king of Syria? Verses 7 to 8 now. And at that time, Hanani the seer came to Asher, king of Judah, and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thy hand, while not the Ethiopians and the Lubims, a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen. Yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thy hand. Instead of him now yielding to the seer and saying, Father, Lord, I'm sorry, help me. Verse 10. Then Asher was wroth with the seer and put him in a prison house, for he was in a rage with him because of this thing. And Asher oppressed some of the people at the same time. His shoulder is now becoming higher than when he began. He felt that he could do anything that he wanted. He felt that he could do anything he wanted to do. Now verse 12. And Asher, in the 30th and 9th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceeding great. Yet, in his disease, he sought not the Lord. That is, the pride was so much that he even thought, why should I beg you, God? Why? In his sickness, as he was dying, he was still saying, I can't beg God. You won't be proud. Amen. I said, you will not be proud. Amen. Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before he fall. What do you have that you have not received? What do I have that I have not received? Pride is the reason we miss the help of God. Hosea 5 and verses 5 to 6, he said, and the pride of Israel doth testify to his face. Therefore shall Israel and Ephraim fall in their iniquity. Judah also shall fall with them. They shall go with their flocks and with their herds to seek the Lord, but they shall not find him. Why? Because the Lord has withdrawn from them. The Lord withdraws from the proud. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in Proverbs 6, 16 to 17, these six things does the Lord hate. He said, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. The first is a proud look. A proud look. In God's presence, a proud person is as good as a murderer. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. So a proud person is qualified as a murderer. He said a proud look. So you don't have, even when somebody is proud, from their look, you will know. The shoulders will be higher than the neck. Glory to God. Anyone in that, bound by that spirit, you are delivered today. Number two, very quickly, the spirit behind sicknesses and diseases, deaf and dumb spirit. Deaf and dumb spirit. They call it all manner of names here. ADHD. They call it, what's the other one? I can't remember what names they call them again. But the Bible says it is the deaf and dumb spirit. Mark chapter 9 and verse 17. And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And there was no solution in his case. But the great physician proffered solution. He said, I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. And then in verses 24 to 27, and straight away the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Jesus was asking him, well, you have tried this with the disciples, they couldn't heal him. And I see that your faith is about to dry. Do you believe I, the Son of Man, can do this? He said, and then he began to cry out with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. There is a deaf and dumb spirit as the root of sicknesses and diseases. In some of our children, they've given them many names. But at the root cause of it is a deaf and dumb spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, any child that is referred to as mental, any child that is referred to as ADHD, whatever name it is called, we curse it to its roots in the name of Jesus Christ. I have not seen any one of those children that medicine has cured. Have you seen one? I have not seen one that medicine has cured. But Jesus says, when they bring those children, I say, there is nothing wrong with them. Just keep confessing. Keep giving them the communion and watch everything change. Don't call them the name they are calling them. At the root of it is the deaf and dumb spirit. And everything that is not of God can be cast out of any child. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, in this assembly, any child that has been associated with these things, the Lord God of righteousness will flush it out. Amen. we have empowerment to heal. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all manner of sicknesses and diseases, and including deaf and dumb spirit. Now that we have identified the opposition, which weapon are we laying hold this morning? The only weapon we are looking at this morning is the weapon of the name of Jesus. This is a weapon that is potent on the earth, under the earth, and in heaven. It is a weapon that can never fail. Philippians 2 and verse 10, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Where? Of things on earth, of things in heaven, and of things under the earth. It is one weapon that generates instant returns. This name does not work gradually. This name works instantly. This name does not work gradually. This name works instantly. And it's a mystery. Mark chapter 4 and verse 11. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. And so he said in Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. Nobody runs to a safe place when in danger and they tell them to go back or tell them to come back later. Anyone running to a safe place in times of danger, you even in your home, in the middle of the night, somebody's banging your door, boom, 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 and then you go down, what is going on? Please, oh, let me in. Somebody wants to kill me. You open the door to them first before you go and call 911. You don't leave them outside before you call. You bring them in to call. That name does not have go, come back. It works now. Glory to God. You know, there is a spirit behind every name. While Jesus was physically on earth, any name you give to someone, there is a spirit behind it. There are things that that person will be doing. It is the spirit behind the name that is pushing them to do it. While Jesus was physically on earth, he went about healing all manner of sicknesses and diseases. The Bible speaking in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who went about with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He was healing all manner of sicknesses and diseases. And inside his name is called wonder. Interpretation of the name is wonderful. Glory to God. And so in Luke chapter 4 and verse 40, now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. The wonders he was doing on earth, the name has taken up. God gave him a name. The Bible says God gave him a name. He gave the name to the disciples to use. And that's why we are still using the name. The name of Jesus. I shared with you some time ago, while I was driving from Jaji Kaduna to Kaduna one day, and all of a sudden, because I just bought a car, I was so rejoicing, I was driving, and then all of a sudden, I saw me just rolling on that highway, just 360, just rolling, and I said, Jesus! Thank God there was no car coming. Thank God there was no car going. And then all of a sudden, I saw myself stop somewhere. And I saw the villagers watching what was going to happen. But at the name of Jesus, it stopped. That name will work in your hands. Amen. That name will work for you. Amen. Now, what are the wonders in that name? Number one, healing wonders are in that name. Inside the name of Jesus are healing wonders. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Like I said, a child manifests the name is called. There is a spirit behind every name. So this name is wonder. Then That means the spirit of wonder will be walking with the child. You call a child wonder. The spirit of wonder will be walking in the child. Whatever you call anyone, you can't call a lion now. I've said it before. If they said, we turn on the TV now or something, and they said, there is a lion let loose in Northeast, and it's close to where Winners Chapel is, you will say, we shouldn't close today until they catch the lion. If they say, oh, there is a goat loose in Northeast, it's close to Winners Chapel, you will see some people going out one after the other to look for the goat, because you know that is food. There is a spirit behind every name. You can't hear goat and be running away. But when you hear la, you won't allow them to finish it before you take off. There is a spirit behind every name. The name of Jesus, inside that name are healing wonders. Healing wonders. Acts 9:34. And Peter said unto him, Ananias, Jesus Christ, make thee whole. Arise, make thy bed. And he did what? Arose when? Tomorrow? Immediately. When an impotent man by the beautiful gate was healed, and people began to wonder, Peter had to tell them. In Acts chapter 4, verses 9 to 10, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even him, by him doth this man stand here before you all. It is at that name, by that name, there is healing wonder inside that name. Let's engage it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, wheresoever is your ailment, in that name, it is coming out now. Somebody is being relieved right now. That headache, you won't see it again. That migraine, you won't find it again. Whatever name it is called, cancer is flushing out now. Whatever sickness you came in here with, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are going home whole. Amen. Number two, what else is the wonder inside that name? It is God's irrevocable gift that is still in force today. Irrevocable gift. There are gifts that people give to you that they can't take back. Irrevocable gift. You can't say the gift you gave that I gave you yesterday, I want it back. There are some gifts like that. The name of Jesus is one of such. In James 1:17, remember? It says every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither any shadow of turning. The name is earned. This name was earned, including the wonders in the name. It cannot be revoked. God said, gifts are irrevocable, especially to those who earned them. Now, Romans 11:29, it says, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. That name is an irrevocable gift that is still in force today. Philippians 2:9-11, wherefore God hath also exalted him highly, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth. So God gave him a name as a gift for what he did. He gave him a name as a gift, and he will not take it back. You know why God will not take it back? God gave a gift to a man called Elijah. He was full of the anointing. The Bible speaking concerning him, he said in Acts, in 2 Kings chapter 13, verses 20 to 21. He says, Elisha died. You remember, Elisha had double portion of Elijah. So the anointing was still on him, even in the grave. Even in the grave, the anointing was still working. He said, and they buried him. And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming of the year. And then in verse 21, and it came to pass as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived. And he stood on his feet. What? That was an heaven orchestrated war that was about to happen. God didn't want that man to die. So he brought war. And then they said they wanted to keep the man. We will come back and bury you. Let's take off first. The Bible says he rose up. What? Long after Elisha had died. That means the gift is irrevocable. If it can work in the life of a man like that, what about the life of Jesus Christ? Glory to God. Number three, what are the wonders in that name? Healing virtues flow through the name of Jesus. Healing virtues flow through the name of Jesus. Songs of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 3, it says, because of the savour of thy good ointment, thy name is an ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. He said, all these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. Mark 16, 17. Glory to God. That's why they said to them, look, stop calling us pastors to pray for you. James chapter 5, 14 to 15. Is any sick among you? It says, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Glory to God. Number four, what are the wonders in that name? The name of Jesus is a strong tower that shields us from all evils of the day. Inside that name is a shield that blocks us or shields us from all evil of the day. If you don't know, just in case you don't know, inside every day is evil. There are arrows shot. The Bible speaking, it said, there are some in the morning, there are some at noon, there are some at night. Arrows short, inside every day is evil, inside every day is good. So what the name does for us is to shield us from every evil and attract us to the good of the day. I didn't hear your amen. I said I didn't hear your amen. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Proverbs 18:10. The righteous running into it and say, what are the wonders in the name? Number five, demons answer to that name. Demons are afraid of that name. They answer to that name. Luke 10:17, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Demons submit to that name. And then Jesus says something significant. He said in verse 19 of that scripture, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That means one of the weapons I'm giving to you is my name. Use it, especially against demons. You know, when demons hear that name, they begin to cry and they begin to leave. That name will work in your hands. Amen. I said that name will work in your mouth. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus the Christ. But please take note. Engagement of that name only works by faith. Engagement of that name works by faith. John 16, 23 to 24. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. But you know why you are not receiving it? He that told you, you have not asked me anything. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. The reason you have not received it is because you have not asked in my name. Ask in my name. That's why he said in Matthew 7, 7 to 8, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh, the door shall be open. But ask in faith. Ask by faith. James 4:2. Ye lust and have not. Ye kill. Ye desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because you ask not. Ask in my name that barrenness be terminated, and I will do it. Ask in my name that sickness be terminated, and I will do it. Ask in my name that diseases be flushed out, and I will do it. Ask in my name for the reversal of your situation, and I will do it. Glory to God. Use my name to say enough is enough. For every situation you are tired of, use my name. Engage my name to say enough. One frustrated man said something to Jesus one day. You know, it's now our enough is enough service. He said in Mark 9:22 to 27. We saw a little bit of it earlier. Mark 9:22 to 27. And oftentimes it had cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. If you can do, that means you don't believe I can do it. If thou canst do anything. Go now to the next one, 23. Jesus said unto him, you too, if thou can believe. If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. So I need to confirm your faith first, because it's like you are asking if I can. It's like going to your doctor and saying, if you can help me with this child. The doctor will be saying, I thought you brought him to me. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Go to the next one. And straight away, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. In other words, yes, I had an altar of doubt in me before, but please help me. Help thou my unbelief. Help thou my unbelief. Glory to God. And the Bible says, Jesus helped him, rebuked the foul spirit, and the foul spirit came out of him. So remember, faith is a requirement to say enough, to saying enough. There is what to know, therefore, about faith, if it must work for us. If we want to say enough to anything, there is what to take note about faith, if it must work. Number one, faith is a kingdom mystery. Faith is a kingdom mystery. Faith is not a religious theory. It is a kingdom mystery. And this mystery has a capacity, or the capacity to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. 1 Timothy 3:9, holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. Faith is a mystery. Don't bother your head about what you are asking for will come to pass. Faith says, my five senses are close to how it's going to happen. I'm just going to trust you. Number two, faith supernaturally brings the hand of God to bear on our desired turnaround. Faith supernaturally brings the hand of God to bear for our turnaround. Isaiah 53 and verse 1. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? So what we are simply saying is that every time we engage faith, we are saying, Lord, take over. Lord, take over. I can't do this on my own. Jesus, take over. That's what faith is. That's what happened to the three Hebrew boys. In Daniel chapter 3 and verse 28, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the Lord God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who had sent his angels and delivered his servants that trusted in him. Faith is about trust and entrustment, saying to God, well, I don't know how this will happen, but I put my trust in you. And then what happens is that God stretches forth his hand to do it. Divine hand. He stretches forth his divine hand to manually engage it. Glory to God. Number three, faith taps into divine virtue that puts a stop to all harassment of the devil on our lives. Divine virtue. That woman in Luke chapter 8, verses 45 to 48, touched the hem of his garment. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" Peter said, "Everybody's touching you." Jesus said, "No, somebody drew virtue from me." Faith draws virtue. Faith draws virtue. As we engage it, it draws virtue for whatsoever turn around we are believing God for. And I see things turning around for you today. In Jesus' marvelous name. Let's see examples of people whose faith said enough. Their faith said enough, and it worked for them. Number one is the paralytic man. In his heart, he must have said, "Enough is enough," by faith. So when they brought him, he was bedridden for 8 years, but one day he said, "Enough is enough." He was so tired of his situation, he took off the roof. In Mark chapter 2, verses 5 to 12, he took off the roof of the house. He said, in his heart, I perceive he must have said, I either die here today or I get healed. He took off the roof of the house. Number two is blind Bartimaeus. Faith was the motivation for blind Bartimaeus. In his heart, he must have said also, enough is enough. Jesus is passing by. It's either I die today or I get healed. And so he was crying after him, "Jesus, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." You see, when your faith comes true, the next thing will be boldness for action. When your faith comes true, the next thing will be boldness for action. Glory to God. Let me show you something quickly as we close. A king called Ahab. His oppression knew no bounds. In 1 Kings chapter 20, verses 1 to 9. And Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his host together. All his host. Now take notes, please pay attention. And there were 32 kings with him. And horses and chariots. And he went up and besieged Samaria and warred against it. And he sent messengers to Ahab, king of Israel, into the city, and he said unto him, "Tell him, thus saith Ben-Hadad." Now take note. "Thy silver and thy gold is mine. Thy wives also, and thy children, even the goodliest, are mine." How? And the king of Israel answered and said, "My lord, O king, according to thy saying, I am thine. And all that I have." Because it didn't stop him. The Bible says he came again. Go to the next verse. He came back again. And the messengers came again and said, "Thus speaketh Ben-Hadad, saying, Behold, I have sent unto thee, saying, Thou shalt deliver me thy silver and thy gold and thy wives and thy children. But now I'm adding to it. Yet I will send my servants unto thee tomorrow about this time. And they shall search thy house." What else is remaining? "And the houses of thy servants. And it shall be that whatsoever is pleasant in their eyes, they shall put it in their hand and take it away." Then the king of Israel called all the elders of the land and said, "Mark, I pray you, and see how this man seeketh mischief. For he sent unto me for my wives and for my children and for my silver and for my gold, and I denied him not. And all the elders of and all the people said unto him, Hearken not unto him, nor consent. Hearken not unto him, nor consent." And then something happened. "Wherefore he said unto the messengers of Ben-Hadad, Tell my lord the king." You know, he's still respecting him. "That all that thou didst send for to thy servant at the first I will do. But this thing I may not do." And the messengers departed and brought him word again. Now verse 10. Glory to God. And Ben-Hadad responded sent unto him and said, the gods do so unto me and more also. If the dust of Samaria shall suffice for handfuls for all the people that follow me. In other words, it is me you are talking to like that. See what I will do to you. And then all of a sudden, the king of Israel received boldness. Verse 11. And the king of Israel answered and said, tell him. You know, respect has been removed now. Tell him, let not him that gathered on his harness boast himself as he that putteth it off. You don't understand what that means? CEV translation. Ahab then said, Ben-Hadad, don't brag before the fighting even begins. Wait and see if you live through it. ERV translation. King Ahab answered, tell Ben-Hadad that the man who puts on his armor should not boast as much as the one who takes it off. What boldness! What boldness! We say enough when we are tired of the opposition. Until he became tired of the opposition. Look, where if you don't stop the opposition, it will keep coming back. It will keep coming back for more. It will keep coming back for more until the day you say enough. Enough of that sickness. Enough today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Enough today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, because of time, let me just round this thing off. Verse 32 of that scripture that we were reading. So, they gathered sackcloth on their loins and put ropes on their heads and came to the king of Israel. This same Ben-Hadad came to the king of Israel and said, thy servant Ben-Hadad saith, I pray thee, let me live. And he said, is he yet alive? Well, let me pity him. He's my brother. That was his own undoing. Because God had already put his enemy in his hand. Today, every enemy of your life, enough in the name of Jesus Christ. To be liberated begins with enough, saying enough. And saying enough is triggered by faith. Faith will trigger your boldness. And then boldness will trigger your speaking. It has a ripple effect. He is also, God is ever able. Remember, God is ever willing. God is ever ready. God is ever able. God is ever willing. God is ever ready. So that is enough for you to say to the opposition, enough is enough. How many want to say something to the opposition? Rise up to this morning. Glory to God. Somebody lift up your hands and give God thanks in anticipation of what he's about to do, of turning your situation around. This stagnation, Lord, enough is enough. Getting a job today, losing it tomorrow, Jesus, enough is enough. This sickness, going to the doctor every day for refills and everything, enough is enough. Concerning oppression over my children, enough is enough. Speak to him this morning. Speak to him right now. Enough is enough. Thank you, Holy One. In Jesus' marvelous name we pray. Before we pray our enough is enough prayer this morning, somebody needs to come out to say enough to the devil. Enough. I want to go. I want to be a member of the kingdom. I need Jesus in my life. I want to be born again. This morning, someone else wants to say, Lord, I have backslided. I want to return. Enough of what I'm going through. Enough. I want to return to you. Why not? This morning, online, on ground. Nobody by your side can say enough to your situation. They can't even say enough to their own, except God helps them. And Jesus is here to help all of us. Therefore, this morning, when any of those two categories, all heads bowed and all eyes closed, put your right hand on your heart with me wherever you are. Let me pray with you. Put your right hand on your heart. Let me pray with you. You want to say enough, or you want to say enough to the oppression of the devil. You want to say enough to the kingdom of darkness, and you want to turn to the kingdom of light. Why not this morning? Put your right hand on your heart. Let me pray with you. And if you are doing that, please repeat these words after me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you today just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day, you rose again that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, because now I'm born again. In Jesus' marvelous name. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them. The same grace will preserve them. Amen. These ones will never go back to perdition again. Amen. They will begin to take root downwards and bear fruit upwards. Amen. To the praise and to the glory of your name. Amen. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen. Somebody said that prayer in their heart. Glory to God. You said that prayer in your heart. Why don't you just wave your hands to Jesus Christ? You said that prayer in your heart. Wave that hand to Jesus. Somebody said that prayer online. Send a text message to the number that has been displayed right now, and we will be getting in touch with you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Now, for someone that is here that wants to say enough is enough in any department of their lives, in any situation, do you have faith now? Do you have faith in that name? Do you have faith in that name? Engage that name now to say enough. To whatsoever that has to stop, say enough to the opposition. Begin to speak to the Lord right now. My Father and my God, enough is enough. In this area of my life, enough is enough. In this department of my life, enough is enough. Speak to him this morning. Speak to him right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Enough of sickness, enough of disease, enough of being broke all the time, enough in the name of Jesus Christ. Take it away, Lord. Take this away. Lord, I engage this opposition in your name. Your name cannot fail. Your name has never failed. It will not fail for me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Enough in this area. Enough in that area. Speak to him right now. Speak to him right now. Joy is being restored to me. Joy is being restored to me. Joy is being restored to me. Concerning that child, enough of oppression of the devil. Concerning that child, enough of the oppression of the devil. Concerning that child, in the name of Jesus, enough of the oppression of the devil. Oh yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every spirit that is not of yours in any of our children, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, cast it out. In the name of Jesus Christ, cast it out. In the name Rebos Catalia, Father, we give you praise and thanks. Thank you, eternal Father, because it is done. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. Amen. As you have said it, so shall you see it. As you have said it, so shall you see it. Whatever you have said enough to, you won't see it again. Some time ago when we were in Atlanta, my daughter came home one day and she was just gisting with me. And she said, oh, there is this boy in my class. He's so special. Inside me, I'm like, eh? A boy is special to you? I just sat her down. You know, our children, let's be careful how we shut them up. Because somebody would have said, hey, you have a special friend, boy? I sat her down. I said, tell me more. She said, oh, so he's so special. So. In the course of the talk was when I found out that the specialty of the boy is that he's a special, you know what I'm talking about? I said, don't let them call your child special. All of us are special. Everybody's special. Cast out that spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus. That is part of the things they call the dumb and deaf spirit. Cast it out by the word and in the name of Jesus. Any child referred to as special in this assembly, the Lord will change their story. The Lord will change their story. The Lord will change their story. If you read the story of that man, he said, how long? Jesus asked him, how long did this start? He says, when he was a child. From when he was a child, that's when it started. But in the name of Jesus, our own story will change. Amen. Concerning our children, their story will change. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. In Jesus' marvelous name. Help me congratulate your neighbor on your right and left. Tell your neighbor, be blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Put those hands together for the Lord.